Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. The Civil War in the Republican Party is raging on. A couple of developments over the weekend. Some of the most right-wing Republican congressmen, basically QAnon supporters, the worst of the worst, are now talking about trying to dump Liz Cheney as the number three in leadership in the House Minority Caucus by the end of the month. Well, today's May 3rd. So the end of the month is 28 days from now, 4 weeks. Good luck. You know, Liz Cheney, in my view, should be on their presidential ticket, either as president or vice president in 2024. We're supporting Joe Biden. I am. I have since the very beginning of this last election. But it would be nice to know that you had somebody safe on the other side who wasn't out to destroy our democracy. I don't think it's going to work. She's the number three. The equivalent on the Democratic side. Well, let's take the Republican side. You have Kevin McCarthy, minority leader. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the number two. And then Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the number three. On our side, we have, obviously, Nancy Pelosi. And then Steny Hoyer is number two. And then you have Jim Clyburn, South Carolina, number three. We have quite a lineup, quite a good lineup. Their lineup is defective, except for Liz Cheney. So there you have it. You're going to find the QAnon types. They're going to try to get Liz Cheney out of there. Kevin McCarthy is a slippery sort, has no convictions whatsoever. I suspect he's going to do everything he can to keep Liz Cheney, because if they dump Liz Cheney from leadership, and already there's a whole handful of people running against her in a primary for her own seat, and Trump, of course, supporting one of them, because Liz Cheney voted to impeach him. One of 10 Republicans voted to impeach Trump for his complicit statements and actions in the January 6th insurrection. They're not going to knock her off. She's going to win that primary. And it may very well be that in 2022, when she's reelected, that when they vote for new officers, they may not put her back in as number three. But I don't see them dumping her at the end of the month. If Kevin McCarthy orchestrates that or were part of that, a big part of the business community would say, we're done with the Republican Party. Republican Party is a QAnon party. Republican Party is a pro-Russian, treacherous party. We don't want any part of it. No part of it. They're sick, sick people, very sick people. That's what would happen if they dump Liz Cheney, so I don't think they are. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. The Civil War rages on. It rages on in Utah, Mitt Romney. Now, you know, Wyoming and Utah, these were the reddest of the red states. I don't know why, quite frankly, especially Wyoming. I mean, Wyoming is basically an economic basket case. And if it weren't for Democratic initiatives, COVID relief and so forth, they'd really be in tough shape. But a strange phenomenon is that the northern states, the industrial states, tend to be more liberal, even though they're shipping money to other states. And the recipient states are the ones that are more, quote, conservative, end quote. Largely, I think, out of vanity, because nobody likes to have to be on the receiving end of a gift. Nietzsche said that you give somebody something, they'll never forgive you. That's true. So, but in any event, Liz Cheney is a class act. It's a class act. And she's got to stay in there. But Mitt Romney in Utah, at their big convention, he was booed. He was booed. Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney is their senator. George Romney, his father, governor of Michigan. Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts, now senator from Utah. And I'll tell you, I've said it before, I'm saying it right now again. I don't think anybody ever will pull off what he pulled off. Governor of maybe the most liberal state in the country to senator from the most conservative. It'd be like a guy being governor of New York and then going out to be senator from Alabama. Imagine that. But in any event, Romney was booed. However, and this is significant, however, they brought a censure resolution and it failed. It failed. But when he was booed, part of the QAnon rabble in the audience, the rabble, shouted, "Communist traitor, this system, Mitt Romney, give me a break." These are sick people, very sick people. But apparently enough of them, a majority of them, step back from censuring him. It's going to make it very, very difficult for a normal person who is loyal to the United States and believes in democracy, which you would think was everybody in the Republican and Democratic Party, to be nominated for president for the Republicans in 2024. How do you find a normal person, a conservative, who believes in democracy and is loyal to the United States, getting nominated by Republicans? And I'm not, the average Republican is an American, just like the average Democrat, and they vote as they want to vote, but they're being misled and lied to. And there is a QAnon element in the Republican Party that is really fouling up that party and splitting that party. And as it goes forward, if it persists, business can't possibly continue to support any of those candidates. And I don't think they will, because they know that you can't have capitalism with violence, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. And what we have is an economy that's essentially enlightened capitalism. Basically, a lot of public services, roads, the army. You're not going to do that in private enterprise. You're not going to do that in private enterprise. But at the same time, competition and capitalism with a safety net. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment comp, some public assistance. It's a mixed economy, and it works, and we want to keep it that way. It requires democracy. You have a communist or jihadist country, they can't have capitalism, not real capitalism. Chinese capitalism is a fraud. Chinese communist capitalism. Taiwan is China. The legal name of Taiwan is the Republic of China. That's the name of it. They speak Mandarin Chinese, and they are Chinese. The mainland Chinese call themselves the People's Republic of China. That's the only difference, but the people means the Communist Party. Businessmen, Republican businessmen know that. So when the QAnon types, the violent types, Trump said that the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of, end quote, Hillary Clinton. Her bodyguard should be disarmed. Invitation to assassination. Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia, said that Nancy Pelosi should be assassinated, as well as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I don't know why she wasn't prosecuted. If you said anything like that about either side, even about Trump, people like that, you would be prosecuted. They don't seem to be going after office holders. I think that's a mistake. I think you should go after office holders. There's the sniff of violence, the imputation of violence, the skunk-like odor of the Republican Party's call for violence that wafts over what's otherwise should be a nice picnic. You can't have a picnic with skunks. And a lot of these skunks trying to get rid of Liz Cheney and attacking Mitt Romney. So stay tuned. This is going to go on. It's not going to abate. It's not going to abate. QAnon wing of the Republican Party is not going to simply go away. Let's go to some good news. A Michigan judge, now I don't know how many people are listening from northeastern Wisconsin, the Back 40 mine near the Menominee River on the Michigan side, not too far from Marinette in that area. Michigan judge remanded the permit application for the Back 40 mine for more consideration and information. That's very, very good. The Back 40 mine, they're going to mine for gold and zinc. Okay, look, there's plenty of places you can find gold and zinc. You don't have to find it 750 feet open pit 150 feet from the Menominee River. 150 feet from the Menominee River, that's 50 yards. That's half a football field. They're going to have a 750-foot open pit gold and zinc mine, 50 yards, half a football field from the Menominee River. The Menominee River. All of that toxicity is going to flow into the Menominee River and then on eventually to the Great Lakes. Walker said that was fine. He enabled it. We could have stopped it. Scott Walker enabled it. The Republicans enabled it for a Canadian company to do this on the Michigan side, but it required our consent, and he took a dive. He took a dive. Scott Walker hurt the state. Now a Michigan judge stands tall. Michigan judge stands tall, said, no, this permit request hasn't taken into account a lot of stuff. We're sending that back. We're sending it back. That's what we're going to do. Okay, the lines are starting to light up. We are going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. When we get back from the break, we'll go right to the lines. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.